May I just spend just a second to give myself a little shine here?
Oh, all right. We need to pat you on the back a little bit.
Courtesy of Donna. Donna sent us a text message.
Uh-huh.
Said, hey, it's Donna.
Okay.
I'm texting you after stumbling upon Arthur Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Now, before I continue on with Donna's text to us, mm-hmm. I must fill you in for those who don't know.
Catch everybody up.
We have spent several years, mm-hmm. several hours, several just moments on the show debating time and time again what the best Christmas movie is. And I have always held on to, in my top three, mm-hmm. sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, but never mm-hmm. out of my top three,
uh-huh.
the movie Arthur Christmas. And no one ever seems to know what I'm talking about. It's an animated film, and it's just glorious. It has all the elements of a great movie, all in this animated feature. Kelly, have you ever seen it at this point?
No. Yeah, I was going to say. Still to this day, have
right.
not.
Why would you? Why would
experienced Arthur Christmas?
Why would you ever take something that I think is so amazing and go, you know what? I'll give it a second. I'll give it just a little bit of time. No. So once a year, we'll have this debate, and I'm not wanting to get into it right now, but once a year, we'll get into this debate.
It is the perfect opportunity to get into it right now, but okay.
We're not going to, but,
okay.
but of what the best Christmas movie is. And so I will always say somewhere in my top three, Arthur Christmas. And now if you're thinking it's like Arthur the Hedgehog from like the children's books, it's not.
Oh, okay. Different Arthur.
Different Arthur. It's not Arthur and, you know, his sister and all that. You know, it's not that Arthur. So anyways, back to Donna's text. She says, hey, this is Donna. I'm texting you after stumbling upon Arthur Christmas. I watched it because Ben always said it was his favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, wow. All the pressure now hinges on your shoulders with how Donna's spending her time.
She says, I never saw it or heard of it before. He talked about it so much on the air. I know.
It's number one champion, really, you have.
I really have. I think about it. I'm like, where else is anybody hearing about Arthur Christmas other than 99.70JX and other than my voice?
Nowhere else. Yes.
She continues. I have to say, it was incredible.
Oh, wow.
She says, Ben, thank you so much for introducing me to one of my new all-time favorite Christmas movies. You heard it.
Wow.
From Donna herself.
Give yourself the anthem. Give yourself the triumphant anthem. Yeah, because all you do is win.
All I do is win, no matter what.
I mean, let me just say.
What a moment.
I feel vindicated a little bit. I feel like I've been heard. I feel like this
that
is.
You're correct.
If I got fired after the show today, I would feel happy about what I've left on as part of my legacy. I know. I mean,
this is your legacy.
Nothing else. No matter how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we've raised for Children's Hospital, whatever else we've done in this community, if I have been able to touch one person.
You did. It was Donna.
It was Donna and Arthur Christmas.
You'll go down in history as Ben Davis, the guy that loved Arthur Christmas.
Loved Arthur Christmas, right.
And Donna agreed.
And Donna, one person agreed.
Wow. So, what a time to be alive.
I know.
Wow.
I feel like
a thing to witness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know, Kelly, you're along for the ride. You're here. I'm just
riding on your coattails of magic.
You're right here in the little sidecar. You're right there.
Yeah. I'm right there. I got my helmet and my goggles. What a way to start. I mean, wow.
So Kelly, now knowing all this, it's now just not my word.
Right. Now it's Donna as well.
It's Donna as well who has
full support.
Put a gold star sticker on the movie Arthur Christmas. Which, by the way, all fantastic movies, especially animated movies, have to have that one character that's a little off. You know, like Frozen had Olaf.
Yes.
Right? This movie has that.
Okay, is it Arthur? Who is
it? No, it's not Arthur. Arthur is the main character.
Who's the wacky sidekick that steals the show?
It's an elf.
Oh.
And that's what I'm going to give you. I'll just give you it's an elf.
Oh, gosh. So, now I might have to just have my own experience.
So I tell you what.
Check back tomorrow.
No. I'm not even going to say check back tomorrow because I know you're not going to do it today.
It is a busy day.
I mean, I know you, Kelly. So if maybe next Monday we could circle back around on this, give you an entire week.
Okay.
To spend like 90 minutes, maybe not even that, on an animated Christmas movie that will fill your heart with joy.
First of all, can I find it free somewhere?
I'm sure you can.
A lot of that's going to hinge on if I'm going to have to pay for it. I can't promise I'm going to dive in.
I mean, you might be able to rent it on like Amazon Prime or something like that. I have no idea. I have no idea where it is anymore.
I will search to find a free way watch Arthur Christmas.
At this point, I may have to go back in and see if I can watch it again because it's probably been a year and a half since I've partaken.
There's been, you know, new movies released.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure you have to see if it still stacks up.
Thank you, Donna, for validating me after all these years of standing on my soapbox championing Arthur Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you for validating that.
She validated your entire career.
That's right. That's what I said. If I got fired after the show today, I would at least feel happy knowing I've connected with Donna on Arthur Christmas.